politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
It should come as no surprise that 50% of the people in this country want this individual in the White House impeached. Wow, that's great.
I'd say it's even more than that.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. You can check out my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Now, before I hand this over to the other guy, I got Chase, our street team leader, out in Kansas, are you?
Well, Wisconsin.
Oh, you're in Wisconsin today. Now, when you guys are out of town, because you're pretty much all over the place, and when you guys are out there handing out tracts and the such and getting rid of merchandise, T-shirts, CDs, our message, our gospel message, you guys were actually in North Dakota last week, and you'd come back and you'd shared a video with us yesterday from North Dakota. And I just thought it was really important for everybody to check out the video. And you can go ahead and highlight, but we're going to play it first, okay, Chase? So just hang on a second. Go ahead and play that. This is a little 9-year-old boyfriend's. Listen carefully.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
This has got to be in your next album. You're the really fast ones.
Okay, you got to, man. He's a little yodeler. So how did that happen? How did that all transpire, Chase?
Well, I actually met his dad outside of one of our tables about a year prior. And then I just called him up because I knew we were going to be in the area. And it turns out we got there. We were staying at his place. And his kid was riding around on his bike. He's just a little 6 or 7 year old kid riding around on his bike yodeling throughout the countryside. And I thought, it's just the funniest thing. So I got him to do it on tape. I told him I was going to show everybody. And I just called him the other day, told him he was going to be on national radio. He was pretty psyched. So that's pretty cool. But they got a family band. They got all kinds of stuff going on out there.
Now you
in the middle of nowhere.
You posted that. Is that up on the Sons of Liberty Radio?
Subscriber.
Is that up on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook that we put that the little 9-year-old yodeler?
Well, no, we can't. We're not going to actually print him. Publish him out there with video. We'll put the audio, but not the video.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, smart dad.
I enjoyed that. That was a good opening.
Yeah. We appreciate that, Chase.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. Well, you take care, bro.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. All right. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, Piers Morgan, we shared last week, came around. We played some audio about him talking about the conspiracy of the government. And, well, maybe that is the reason why we have a Second Amendment in this country. And maybe, you know, he thought at one particular time that that was a laughing matter, that we would need to have arms to protect ourselves against tyranny.
Well, you'd think he would have learned a little something back in Britain, right?
I would
think.
Where
it takes up to 45 minutes for the cops to show up.
I would think.
Yeah.
But he didn't learn that. But he did learn, and we played a statement on the last week's program. Now, we got some comments to this, and I thought this was good, because Piers Morgan, obviously, his ratings are in the tank. Nobody likes the guy.
Yeah, so or because CNN he makes, for the most part.
CNN, along with CNN. And so people now think, and oftentimes this happens, so he makes a nice statement and swings the pendulum, and then he gets popular again. Well, a lot of our listeners saw through this. Even puppies eventually open up their eyes, said Vince. And Scott said this, and I think this is good to take note of, folks, especially with all the charades that are going on. You can know a person by their fruit. If a bad or a corrupt fruit tree all of a sudden gives you a good apple, it doesn't mean that that tree is good. A publicity stunt is what Scott said, to dig his ratings out of the toilet. And then he goes on, Piers Morgan, shut up. So the fact is, I'm glad that mainstream CNN and Piers Morgan said what he said. But that doesn't mean that I'm goo-goo-gaga over him and thinking, wow, he just had an epiphany and now his life has changed around. That's not the case.
Well,
he's been in the media for a long time.
Hopefully he does. We desire redemption, not condemnation. And that includes Mr. Piers Morgan.
All people. Yes. But again, knowing them by their fruit. He's in a position of, well, what would you say, of leadership, because he is in the press.
Responsibility.
He is in the media.
Yeah.
And that's right, and that comes with responsibility. So the same thing with elected officials in office. I think right now with this whole, don't give them a 180 because they go out and they make one good statement.
Yeah.
Follow that record all the way through. Again, folks, when criminals get into sticky situations, what do they start to do? They search for what the opinion of the police officer is and what he wants, and then they try to cater themselves to that. So be the same way in America. We just released a column, too, last week, and going over the weekend, it's still carrying a lot of flow. Bradley Dean, a letter of indictment to Minnesota. The front, this is a tech start, so I want you to share it with folks, because this agenda, it gets more and more gruesome. It's stuff we've known for decades. Judith
well,
Reisman.
Not decades, but for a long time. I mean,
yeah,
I was shocked by the content, and the more you pull the curtain back off on the homosexual agenda, the sicker it gets. It's incredible.
And Judith Reisman, who is a friend of ours, we've had her on the show. She's wrote quite a bit. She worked with the DOJ. She investigated this. And so, yeah, she investigated this in depth. So when I speak to decades, I'm saying that the agenda has been out there. We recently have come aboard to what the crimes are, and we start speaking out on certain things and just getting attacked, even before we were speaking out vehemently, because we didn't know how deep this actually went.
Yeah.
But this particular letter of indictment is important because as the mask
continues to
come off.
Can I go back a decade? Remember YMCA? YMCA. Yeah. That's a bunch of homosexuals.
Yeah.
Young Man Christian Association.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? A complete mockery of its intent.
That's right.
Yes.
And that is exactly how it started. It was
Yeah. And Three's Company, and there used to be homosexual jokes in there all the time. And, and of course, it started out as a joke, and now we see what it's about. It's not a joke.
That's right. It's not at all. And when they go directly towards your kids, that's what always the end of this is.
That's right.
Homosexuals are not, I'm talking about the radicals. They're not interested in marriage and homosexuals getting married.
And neither is the government.
Committed relationships, as they call them. It's all about getting more into the schools and into the children's minds. So this letter that was just published, it's a text, and I encourage you to share it. It's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. The front, homosexual marriage. The end, school children. So it says in the text art. A preacher friend reminded me where the state of Minnesota just put themselves after implementing homosexual marriage. Throw rocks at God, and you will learn how gravity works.
That's right.
People are
Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterward live ungodly.
That's right.
God ain't playing.
That's exactly right.
He already gave you the example as to what's going to happen. If you go ahead and play with fire, you're going to get burned.
And follow that prophetic example, folks. It's all over the story. We've been talking about it. It's an asset for you to use to show your relatives, friends, family, everybody. Keep this out in the light because it's about our kids.
You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Listen to this guy.
I like the yodeling kid.
So do I.
Go out in the yodeler.
Well, how about we come back in the yodeler?
Yeah,
we'll come back with the yodeler. You can ask me.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866- 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Nine-year-old boy.
You're the really fast ones.
That is crazy.
Why you look so
really sweet? Quick. I got Heather, one of the producers here, and she wanted to bring up something really quick that we were going to bring up on Saturday. And then I'm going to bring up something that I promised I was going to bring up on Saturday, and that was to do with covetousness, gambling, what happens to those that win the Powerball.
Yep.
And it's not good, friends. But go ahead, Heather. Go ahead and shoot away as to what you wanted to share real quick.
Before she says that, I'm sorry. And I don't want to bring this back, but I really am curious. Where does yodeling come from?
I have no idea.
Not that it's relevant, but I'm just like...
Yodeling.
Wait a minute.
You ready for this one?
Yodeling. Can you do a faster yodel?
I can. My voice
nice.
Is high. You like that?
I did.
Copyrighted.
Exactly.
Okay.
All of you that are taping this, all of you leftist wackos that are taping this,
of course,
you cannot sell that.
Watch, no way.
Watch, they'll probably sell it to buy a new tape recorder.
Rockstar becomes yodeler. Okay, are you going to let your wife in on this? No.
Yeah, I wanted to get that yodeling thing.
Heather, go for it.
Okay, so I know that on Saturday we mentioned about the IRS was investigating into the groups that they were attacking. They were investigating and wanted to know the content of their prayers. And here's an example. Thomas More, the Thomas More Society is going after the IRS on the behalf of the Coalition for Life of Iowa.
Good.
And this is part of their letter to the IRS. It says, Coalition for Life of Iowa found itself in the IRS's crosshairs when the group applied for tax-exempt status in October 2008. Nearly 10 months of interrogation about the group's opposition to Planned Parenthood included a demand by Ms. Richards from the IRS's Cincinnati office unlawfully insisting that all board members sign a sworn declaration promising not to picket or protest Planned Parenthood.
Incredible. I mean, dude, that's clear violation. Yeah. That is a clear violation. Being vetted from an organization or an entity that from an organization that is not even lawful.
Yep.
And what's interesting about all of this, I wonder if they like have helicopters flying over the top of their house like 3 to 5 times a week too.
Yeah,
you think so?
No, and to add to that,
or media helicopters flying over you when you go from state to state. I bet that probably happened to them.
Hey guys, we're here.
Yeah,
Planned Parenthood gets federal funding.
Yeah.
So now what? Just kind of by there's a gap in this step, but people just think, oh well, then Planned Parenthood must be federal, right? So then you come in with the federal government, with the IRS, saying we're going to take away tax exemption from religious organizations that
for
are
protecting innocent babies.
That's right. That are supposed to be protected, because remember, the First Amendment is not freedom from religion; it's
freedom for religion. Yes.
So a government institution that is supposed to protect these organizations now is telling them we'll take away your tax exemption status if you picket pro-life people. I'm glad to see this. I saw this the other day. I remember they targeted Dobson, back in the day.
Oh, tons of people.
Because when he
we
spoke
got it, Jake.
People, that's right.
Yeah.
Every organization that's going to speak out is obviously being used by the IRS. Then Dobson's son just released another one. More and more people being boldened. But I think the lesson to learn here, too, this
Operation is, Rescue just came out and said they were audited. They were targeted.
Targeted.
MFC in the state of Minnesota was targeted. Yep. We were targeted. Friends, this is unlawful activity. This is tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get any more clear than that, friends. It really does not.
And so your elected officials and those of you that have been targeted, what have you, and I've seen it's happening. Oh, there's a swelling going around through the whole United States. Now they're going to start to backpedal and apologize, say it won't happen again. We can't tolerate anything except for what the law states, and that is Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Would they be there, though, if that's what we went back to?
I think that is a very good thing for somebody to campaign on.
Well, we know Ted Cruz right now is calling for the abolition of the IRS. I agree.
Smart guy.
I agree.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of it, right?
Well, harass your political opponents.
What has been the fruit of it? Yeah.
Harass your political opponents.
Okay.
Yeah, give money, reallocate finances to go kill and murder innocent babies in the womb.
But it provides jobs.
Of course. I mean, as long as, hey, just hold the knife, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not even funny.
No, it's not.
It's sick.
And that's the justification of it. If somebody can think of the justification of it, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So oppressive measures come when what? Well, the ultimate thing is when you turn your back to God, oppression is going to come shortly thereafter. But let's hope that this is that's what this is pulling us to. And the point I wanted to make is that a lot of talking heads out there are speaking out on this issue.
Good.
It's good. Keep the momentum going.
That's right. And they need to make reference to the law.
Yes.
And if they make reference to the law, then people can decide as to if they want to obey the law or disobey the law.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you don't obey God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants.
Yes, you will.
How many different ways does that need to be said, America?
I think that way was perfect.
Isn't it interesting? There's no lukewarmness there with God.
Mm-hmm.
No, either you're going to serve me.
Obey.
Or you're going to be serving a tyrant, a pharaoh, a Herod, and the such. I just read that this morning. Isn't it interesting when you look at Bible times and the pharaoh, back in the day of Moses, they were killing children 2 years and younger trying to get at Moses. And when you look at Herod, he did the exact same thing. Remember, he said to the wise men, he said, hey, listen, when you find this child, the savior of the Jewish people, he said, come tell me. And also keep in mind, not only was Herod troubled, but all the children of Israel were troubled that the coming of Christ was now at hand.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is the wise men actually blew off the king and said, no, we're not going to tell you where he's at because we know what this is about. And what did Herod do? He went and killed all the children from 2 years and younger back to the time that they said that they were going to seek out the Christ.
Yeah.
And here we are again. So now why are we in such times as this? Interestingly enough, and we have a pharaoh wannabe in the White House right now. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. Doing the same
very
thing.
Very prophetic. Of course, but again, that's why I always make reference to Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. Folks, those are the blessing curses chapters, and you need to read them thoroughly because I'm telling you what, this is perfect judgment and chastisement in some pockets of the country.
Yeah.
But it's a wake-up call, and it's the mercy of God for his people to wake up and bring forth justice because you're dealing with people that are not ruled by the law.
Yeah.
And if you're ruled by the law, you're not going to tolerate their lawlessness.
That's good.
So it shows you really who is being ruled by law. Those that are calling for judgment are ruled by law.
Yeah.
Those that are working against the law and will not be ruled by the law, they're at war with the law.
And ultimately, you, the American people.
That's right.
It was good. The mercy is the opportunity.
The mercy is we are still here. The mercy is crimes have been made manifest so that we can deal with them. That's the mercy.
That's right.
The mercy isn't, oh, God came in and turned everything around for us.
Dude, you know what they're doing now? Now they're literally coming out on Benghazi and they're saying this is irrelevant. See, what they're trying to do is divert you, but they're blatantly giving you the finger, friends. Mm-hmm. Yep. They're just saying to you, don't listen. Just you're on the wrong talking points. Yep. We still have more to teach you.
Yeah.
As that, what are they doing? They're inciting what? Domestic
insurrection,
folks. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, we got a guy named Alan Keyes that wants to tell you just that. Go ahead and play that for us, would you, Kerry?
We have allowed these people to build up within our country a cadre of folks who are waiting for the word to carry out domestic terrorism against soft targets with the aim of bringing this country to its knees, bringing it down, introducing it to disorder and chaos on a large scale. See? But don't think about that. Don't worry about that. Worry about what the IRS is doing, as if that's the immediate problem, not the fact that we're being set up and that Benghazi was part of what would lead us to realize that the people we have placed in the White House could very well be working a strategy that collaborates with and comports with the strategy of the very people who are trying to kill us, telling us we're not at war so we won't prepare, telling us that we're not being attacked in a way that is systematic and organized and intentionally aimed at destroying our way of life so that we won't react to it in a way that starts to look around and ask why so many things that Obama has advocated and done and is practicing contribute to the disorder and the decay and the weakness that set us up for this defeat. The actions of this Obama faction in consolidating the tools and instruments that would be needed to fasten the structure of martial law and totalitarian tyranny on this country by force ought to be put together with the fact that we are now experiencing the implementation of a terrorist strategy aimed at producing the very kind of disorder, confusion, fear, and anger that would then provide an excuse for that fastening on the country of martial law. Am I getting this across, Dan? Are people thinking now?
Am I getting this across? Are you kind of getting what I'm saying? For those that didn't see Alan Keyes spank Obama during the debates, it's worth seeing, friends. This man that you just heard, Alan Keyes, he's a genius.
Yes.
He really, truly is.
He's completely a genius, and I have yet to. Of course, I haven't heard all of his speeches or anything, but he's so bulletproof. It's like, you know, when a guy goes with a bulletproof vest, it's like one vest. He has layers of bulletproofing in everything that he brings out and all the revelations that he brings forth. There's always all these layers. I didn't realize that was on the Stan Solomon show, which we were actually just on not too long ago, a couple times, actually.
Huh.
But this idea that he's talking about, folks, we can't go to sleep on it. Sure, we don't let the IRS issue arrest, but we can't go to sleep on the Benghazi because, like you said, they're trying to school us in it.
Half of Americans want Obama impeached.
See ya.
Friends, that's not enough.
No.
We're not looking for just impeachment. We're looking for civil charges concerning his whole administration.
Investigation.
Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out online. S-A-P. Now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, lines are open, 1-877-807-9977. Jake, go ahead and hit that.
I was just going to say, and I posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, also that Alan Key speech you just heard, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Everything we cover, you can always find on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. But Joseph Farah just broke a story. It's on the front of WND right now.
And who is he?
He's the editor for WorldNet Daily, WND.com. And it says, hey, I got audited too. So I was just perusing over this in between the breaks here. He said, I have some experiences with political motivated tax audits. I also have had some experience with the Tea Party movement. I wrote the Tea Party Manifesto, which he's making available right now for 99 cents. He spoke along with Sarah Palin at the first National Tea Party Convention. And you can see what I said there and that I knew and predicted would lead to politically motivated audits on my tax returns. I predicted this would happen in a column in March of 2010. I wrote about it when it came to pass.
I think I remember that.
And then it came to pass, lo and behold, 1 year later, November 2011. He said, I don't claim the gift of prophecy. I just know the nature of people like Barry Obama and those who he places in positions of authority. I know this because I was just like him. I even had some of the same friends and acquaintances as a misguided youth, people like Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorham.
Smack, smack.
But my experience with political motivated tax audits goes back long before the Obama administration. Now, think about this. This is something that's historically precedented. The fact that people are waking up to it now is good, but it's been going on a long time. I was a prominent target of Bill Clinton's reign of Internal Revenue Service hell on individuals and tax-exempt organizations. I was the guy who broke the story about it long before there was a WND. Back then, I had to get the help of the Wall Street Journal, which, to its credit, gave me commentary space to lay out the whole story and turn the sordid tale into an 11-part series of editorials.
Jake, do I make you nervous?
Wow. Right now?
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like calling you Skippy.
Skippy, I know. Yeah. I'm skipping over this.
You
I'm
know, trying actually, to get actually fast someone so you just emailed that, me. Actually. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1, someone actually told me to tell you you did a really good job hosting the show when you were talking about the girls out in Texas when they basically spanked.
Oh, the cheerleaders?
Yeah, the separation between
we had to learn
fish and water.
We got to learn jokers. How to take on the radicals.
Yeah, but they had a compliment, and they said you did a really good job, and I wanted to tell you that. But
cheers and a high five and hugs virtually.
Okay, can we kind of emulate
finish
that
this
day?
Off? Yes. I need to finish this off. Bill Clinton was allowed to skate for all kinds of the same type of abuse.
Sure.
Remember the women like
treason,
Paula Jones and many other
drug running,
women?
Murder. Yeah.
So they would come up and accuse him of a crime. Guess what would happen, you know, within a couple months? The IRS would all of a sudden audit them. Of course, it's politically motivated. Of course, it's been going on for a long time. And how does the government have access to that type of power to use against the people?
Why would they want that power to use against the people?
They're supposed to be for the people.
All right. A new poll reveals half of Americans want him impeached, including a stunning 1 in 4 Democrats. Half or nearly half of those surveyed said they believed Obama should be impeached for the scandals now consuming Washington. By the way, friends, there's more on the horizon. Actually, on the issue of the Benghazi scandal, where 4 Americans were killed when in what may have been a politically motivated series of moves, a surging danger to Americans at the Foreign Service facility there was ignored until an Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist attack. 50.1% of Americans said Obama should be impeached. That included 27.6% of the responding Democrats. On the scandal of the IRS, intentionally harassing conservative and Christian organizations. But you know what? That should tell you if they're lawful or not.
It really should.
Did you catch me?
Well, I'm following.
Why would a law-abiding organization harass law-abiding citizens?
They're supposed to harass those that are criminals.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Yeah. That's the purpose of government.
Yeah.
And to establish rights, might I add. So on the topic of the IRS, 49% said they agree that impeachment is appropriate, including 24.4% of the Democrats. And on the fishing trip the Obama administration took into AP reporters, telephone records in search of something that may well have been done by his own administration.
Sure.
Create the crime, bring in the answer, right?
It's the best 40, way to control the opposition.
There you go. 48.6% said impeachment is appropriate. The included 26.1% of the Democrats. He's losing on both sides of the fence. Folks, I'm telling you what, either he's impeached and brought to charges, or else you will be.
Or you suffer it.
You will suffer it.
I mean, if a tyrant is allowed to continue to reign and he's not punished, guess who's going to be punished? You are.
Right. I mean, folks, they are blatantly casting all of the information today back into your teeth for the crimes that they have committed.
Yep.
The best way to describe that is the Fast and Furious when he went to Mexico and blamed the American people for what he himself contrived. And by the way, that's what you were just insinuating a couple minutes ago.
That's right. Yeah. And if you look at even that, I mean, we're going into this IRS thing just for a moment. Hillary Clinton, you go to WND.com right now. These things are being broke. Hillary Clinton helped formulate the strategy on the IRS attack against Richard Nixon. Bill Clinton, all the years that he was in office, how many people were attacked by the IRS due to just basically crossing him?
Yeah.
So you've got that regime being put into office now. This is the point I'm trying to make. It wasn't dealt with then.
That's right.
So look what we're dealing with now.
Of course.
And the scandal went beyond that. I mean, to bring up Bush.
But Jake, this is also the administration. This is also the criminal justice system that teaches Americans 3 strikes and you're out. Go ahead and commit the crimes 2 times, but you better not do it the 3rd time.
Because we want
What kind of a citizen of this country would advocate crimes 2 times, but on the 3rd time we're going to have to deal with you?
Only criminals.
That's exactly right.
Only criminals.
Impeachable conduct is misconduct by public men, or in other words, from the abuse or violation of some public trust.
Gosh.
Poor Father Alexander Hamilton.
And perfect. And you know what you have when you set a standard like that? You have public officials in fear of losing their position.
Well, that's where Thomas Jefferson comes into play and says, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny, but where the government fears the people, you have liberty.
I want that liberty.
Amen.
I want that government to fear going outside of its lines. I don't want them to fear protecting me. I don't want them to fear keeping their oath. I want them to fear going beyond the bounds of which man has set for them. God, ultimately, man acknowledged, and we placed the bounds.
You know what I feel like doing right now?
Yeah.
I'll say it one more time. You know what I feel like doing right now? I feel like yodeling. It's just.
There's like this yodel thing coming on.
It's there it is. Yes. It's like a fresh rain over my back on a hot summer day. Hang on a second. It gets a little
quick.
This is him after a shot of coffee. All right. Folks, nobody warned the people of covetousness more than Jesus Christ did. Check out Ephesians 5 when you get a minute. Go to Exodus 20. As a matter of fact, it's the 10th commandment. You know, isn't it interesting? 78% of America claims and professes they're Christians, yet I probably couldn't get three of those, let's say three out of every 10 of that 78 percentile.
Yeah.
Couldn't even recite back to me three of the 10 commandments.
It's like all those people across America. They're like, I'm a patriot. I love America. Do you know the Bill of Rights? Can you tell me?
No, what the president does.
How about any of the amendments? You know, what are the protections in the First Amendment? Can you name one of the five? Two of them? Three? Four?
I don't think so.
But you love our country, right?
Oh, I love it, man. Oh, party on, dude.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You wanna,
freedom, right? You love freedom?
Yeah, you want to smoke some dope? Actually, you know what? If you really think about it, when people, those that advocate marijuana use,
yeah,
they're actually the ones being smoked.
Yeah.
It's like the cigarette. I mean, you're not smoking the cigarette's smoking you.
You're just the sucker.
Really?
Keep sucking.
That's right. Literally.
Yeah. Sucker, literally.
Hey, listen to this. Joseph Sorbrand. All in all, the framers would probably agree that it is better to impeach too often than to seldom. If presidents can't be virtuous, they should be at least nervous. Amen.
Good.
Machiavelli was destroyed for the lack of impeachment. Friends, all countries are destroyed for the lack of impeachments.
Yeah. Where's crime run rapid?
That's right. All right, let's get over to this. The crimes of them that love money.
Mm.
You ready for this?
Well, doesn't the Bible say the love of money is the root of all evil?
Yeah. You know, we had a caller the other day, because I just brought it up in my conversation about, you know, lottery and... Mm-hmm.
How many Christians have bought a lottery ticket in the
past right.
week.
And
yeah.
He was convicted by that. And I thought he was a really cool guy, by the way. But when he called in, he said, you know, he was talking about my interpretation of things. And it's interesting that they bring up my interpretation. You know, it's interesting that when religious people bring in the word interpretation, it's really simple for a child to understand. Why is it that the older people all of a sudden come up with this theory or this debate that it was my interpretation of what was black and white?
Mm-hmm.
And if that wasn't the case, again, why can children understand it?
Yeah.
Covetousness is covetousness. Right is right, wrong is wrong to a child. But when it comes to the older folks, it's my interpretation because I don't agree with it. And because of that mentality, you can just go ahead and thank man for getting in the way. Because really what they're doing is they're kicking up against heaven saying, Lord, I really know what you mean. It convicts me and I don't want to live accordingly. Why don't you just call it for what it is? And because of man's interpretation, you have the Wesleyans, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Pentecostals. Should I keep going on? You know, as long as we're all following Christ, we're all supposed to have the same heart, the same mind, and the same judgment. But why do we have all these different translations and these different interpretations? I'll tell you why. Because man does not want to submit to Christ. That's why. And yet it was Jesus himself that said, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is in him. But he said over in John 14:21 as a positive, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. And wasn't it Jesus himself, too, that said, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as he walked.
Right.
Of course, that's the same Holy Spirit, right?
Line up.
That's right. So our objective is to walk in holiness, not to walk or to debate in or as to what man says, Scripture.
We're not the standard.
That's right. And that also goes back to the Dark Ages when only the priest could interpret Scriptures.
Yep. He couldn't be allowed to even read it.
Thank God for a guy named John Wycliffe, who said that he wanted to make sure every child, every plowboy knows the Scripture. And why wouldn't he? That's right, because people want to have control. But you know what? I'm going to give you my interpretation, and actually the fruit of those that won Powerball, I'm going to give you their interpretation as if what I'm saying is right or wrong according to Scripture, not my opinion, but what facts are.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I love the Sons of Liberty show. I'm glad to hear the take from a couple of constitutional scholars, patriotic Americans, rather than internationalist subversive talking heads.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Call 1-866-233-0747.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I love this. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I got a kick in here. Guys, covetousness is both the beginning and the end of the devil's alphabet. The first vice in corrupt nature that moves, and the last which dies. That's great stuff. Or what we were talking about right before the break, about how, you know, it was my interpretation, because there was conviction there. People need to understand that the Holy Ghost never comes to comfort a man that's in sin. He comes to convict a man that's in sin. His job is to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment in John 16. If you go over to Malachi 3, it says in Scripture that he comes as a swift witness unto judgment against all manner of sin. And if you really want to understand the Holy Ghost, let me tell you how he operates. And it's a pretty cool operation, in fact. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? And once the hard heart is broken, then he's there to fill it with grace. See how that works, friends? But Paul Washer said, people tell me, judge not lest ye be judged. Paul said, I always tell them, twist not Scripture lest you be like Satan.
Woo!
Of course. So let's get over to these sad tales. Folks, this is the sad tale of Lotto Lout, Michael Carroll, the self-styled king of shavs. who turned up to collect his $9.7 million wearing an electronic offender's tag. After winning, he used his money on drugs, gambling, and thousands of prostitutes, only to end up on the backside of the dole after 8 years of living the life of Lotto. Said Carroll to the Daily Mail, "The party has ended and it's back to reality. I haven't got two pennies to rub together, and that's the way I like it. I find it easier to live off of the dole than in a million." He sounds pretty chipper given the details of his story, which involve his wife leaving him and taking their daughter with her and the loss of $100,000 over 8 years in payments to prostitutes, among other rather grave financial mistakes. Would you like to hear another? Covetousness is both the beginning and the end of the devil's alphabet. The first vice is corrupt nature that moves, and the last which dies. Evelyn Adams won the New Jersey lottery twice, in 1985 and in 1986, raking in $5.4 million. Today, the money's all gone, and Adams lives in a trailer, writes Ellen Goodstein in a story titled Unlucky in Riches. But Adams said, "I was a big-time gambler. I didn't drop $1 million, but it was a lot of money. I made mistakes, some I regret, some I don't. I'm human, of course. I can't go back now, so I just go forward one step at a time." So she took $5.4 million of her money and went to gamble instead of supporting her republic and the cause of the republic. You want to hear another one?
Yeah.
In 1998, William Budd Post III won $16.2 million in the Pennsylvania lottery, only to later wish it had never happened. That's because his brother hired a hitman to try to kill him, and his sixth wife, yes, I said sixth, not five, not seven, but six, and was arrested for doing so. Other relatives made him invest in business that never paid off. A landlady had made him give her a third of his winnings, and Post spent time in jail for firing a gun over the head of a bill collector. He declared bankruptcy and in 2006, at the age of 66, died of respiratory failure. Wow.
This is the end of the lottery.
Oh, this is one. Oh, Bradley, they don't all do that. No, no, no. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? The question is why do you want to win all of that money in the first place? We always hear this, especially in the church. Oh, because we want to do good.
We're going to help charity.
Really? Well, why don't you help charity without it? Why don't you use faith, which God requires and mandates?
Oof.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
See, faith without works is dead. What do you think your money's going to go ahead and bring forth the answers that's needed? Yep. No, to those that are doing the works, those that are in the faith, that's who it goes to.
Yep. I remember Christ's words when he would say to the rich man, "Sell all you have, give to the poor, and come follow me." He didn't say, "Hey, go buy some lottery tickets, make millions, and then we..." I mean, nowhere can you scripturally justify a lottery system.
Thou shalt not covet. Yeah. What is winning
that's
or wanting
is.
To win?
You're lusting after that
that's
money.
That's exactly... You want to hear another one?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Victoria Zell, who won an $11 million Powerball jackpot with her husband in 2001, only to end up in Minnesota prison after being convicted of a drug and an alcohol-induced collision that killed one and paralyzed another. This just goes to show you winning the Powerball doesn't guarantee you happiness. You want to hear another one? Abraham Shakespeare won the $31 million jackpot in Florida in 2006. He disappeared in 2009. Having spent most of his fortune, his body was found in early 2010 under a concrete slab. John Campanelli writes in The Plain Dealer, a woman who had befriended him and fleeced him for $1.8 million, say police, has been charged in connection with his murder. You want anybody want to go buy some Powerball tickets?
No thanks.
Oh, that'll never happen to me. I bet you they all said the same thing.
It helps fund, you know, the state parks.
Sure.
And gives us walking trails.
So we want to use
the
devil's methods for our debt that we've incurred. How's that work?
That's
working
your
out for
interpretation.
Minnesota, Jake?
That's your interpretation.
Isn't it interesting?
Right?
Now they're talking about other methods because their method didn't work.
Yep,
of course it didn't because God said not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear another one?
Yep.
In June of 1997, a man named Billy Bob Harrell Jr. took the $31 million Texas lottery jackpot. He won it. At first, all was great. Harrell purchased a ranch. He bought half a dozen homes for himself and other family members. He and his wife and all the kids got new automobiles. He made large contributions to his church. If members of the congregation needed help, Billy Bob was there with cash, writes Steve McVicker in the Houston Press. Then suddenly, Harold discovered that his life was unraveling almost as quickly as it had come together. Everyone, it seemed, family, friends, fellow worshipers, and strangers, he said, was putting the touch on him. His spending and his lending spiraled out of control. In February, those tensions splintered his already strained marriage, and tragically, 20 months after winning the lottery, Harold committed suicide.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that terrible? Yeah, that's terrible.
Wow.
I got one more. You want to hear one more?
Crazy.
John Whitaker of Talking About Gambling, friends. And desiring to win the Powerball. John Whitaker of West Virginia was an already wealthy businessman when he won what was at the time the largest jackpot ever by a single ticket, garnering him $314.9 million on December 25th, Christmas, on 2002. A chain of awful events followed, including his car being broken into twice, first with $545,000 in cash stolen, then later $200,000 stolen, and later recovered. A plot was revealed in which two club employees had planned to drug his drinks and to rob him. His granddaughter's boyfriend was found dead in Whitaker's home from an overdose. Whitaker's granddaughter was found dead at a male friend's house after being reported missing. The death was ruled an overdose. Whitaker had a DUI. Whitaker was sued by Caesars Atlantic City Casino for bouncing $1.5 million worth of checks to cover gambling losses. Whitaker was sued by a woman who had previously sued him for not paying her the money. He claimed thieves have stolen it all from him. And the Whitaker's daughter was found dead. He said, I wish I'd torn that ticket up. Folks, he won $314.9 million, and he said that he wished that he ripped that ticket up. That's a wise man.
Yeah.
He's a wise man. See when you...
Johnny Cash.
But when you're dependent upon God... I'll tell you what, you're strong.
Yeah.
The poor of this world are rich in faith, it says in the book of James. And it's poor meaning the lack, the destitute of the righteousness of Christ. It doesn't mean you're broke, but I'll tell you what, God's got a way, our Father's got a way of keeping us dependent upon himself. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it's the good way, because he keeps us hot, not lukewarm or cold.
That's right.
Because if we have to wake up and depend upon him again, God forbid, friends. I mean, can you imagine it, America? The children of God, I mean,
in America.
We've got it so bad that we have to depend upon our Heavenly Father who sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins.
Look at that.
Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within in me. I bless your holy name, in Jesus' name.
Think about that correlation you just made with the money. How somebody who has money, what does he have dependency upon?
Himself.
Exactly.
His own world, idolatry.
And his money. So the point here being made is the love of money is the root of all evil. And look at the fruit of these lotteries.
Well, what was the seed? That was their end.
That's exactly right. That was
you
plant that covetousness, you reap it up. Folks, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We've got a multitude of programs I want to share with you. Even this week right now, we've been talking about how the IRS has been targeting. We've been the target of a lot of things. And one of the things we're doing right now with the Sons of Liberty Radio and becoming a Sons of Liberty, a son or daughter of liberty, is a program that says, hey, listen, you want to take this message, you want to continue to expose but empower the next generation to bring this message through so we don't perpetuate this continual downhill spiral. I encourage you to become a part. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the right side, become a son or daughter of liberty. We look forward to it, folks. There is strength in numbers, and we appreciate your being a part of it and your support.
You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to Bradley Dean. On Facebook, Double E, Bradley Dean. Folks, we love you by what we do.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com.
New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.